When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So I walked out and Kendrick just pulled up. I've met him before, so he wasn't a stranger to who I was or nothing. So he was like, yo, Kyle's, what up? Like, what you working on in there? And I was like, oh, shit, like, I'm in room B, whatever room it was. I'm like, I'm in room B, working on the album, bro. I would love for you to hear some shit. And he was like, all right, bet. But I didn't think he was going to pull up. That's why I love music, too. It's like, it started off as like a hobby and like, me just having fun with it to it being like a diary for me and a way to vent, you know what I mean? Just a way to get shit off my chest. And it's therapeutic, you know? It's good. I think I like pressure, man. I think I thrive in pressure, man. And uncomfortable situations is just, that's how like my life has been before music. So I think it just translates over to me being an artist, and I learn my lessons. I take them to the chin, and I adjust, and I make adjustments. You know what I mean? So, I'm hard on myself, but you know, looking back, I look back and I'm like, man, that's crazy, and I gotta be proud of that. And I usually just, you know, because I'm always working for a higher goal, and sometimes I don't smell the flowers, and I gotta soak in that and realize what I have done. I know I got a long way to go still, but I appreciate that. I appreciate the words, bro. Just typical, but like, you know, in the hood where I grew up at, we ain't got too many outlets. Either it's real life, it's like either gangbanging where I'm from, or you playing basketball, or, you know, you try the school thing, or you know, most people want to do music. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't make it.
The Hip Hop Raise Me podcast this week with my guy Cuz. How you doing, man?
I'm great, bro. Can't complain. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Look, this is our first time connecting, so I know our teams have been trying to make it happen for a minute, so it's dope to be able to finally talk to you, you know? It's like, it's good
hell
to
connect. Yeah. Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah. Yeah, they've been telling me for a while, so finally made it happen.
Well, let's get started. Like, let's take it back. Let's take it back to the beginning. Like, how did you first? What was the first rap record you heard?
Oh, the first rap record I heard. Ooh, that's gonna be. You know what? I don't know the first one, but if I were to guess, my mom used to always play, like, Biggie, in the car. But I can't say that's the first rap record I heard. I don't know. But I'm gonna guess Biggie, Biggie joint.
All right. What made the biggest impression on you? Like, which rapper or rap group was it that really, like, you know, influenced you or, you know, had an impact on you?
I think a few. In different stages of my life, I had different artists that I was connecting with. Eminem was a big one I connected with. Like I said, Biggie, Pac, the two obvious, Bone Thugs and Harmony. And also I went through a phase of like studying Cassidy. That's why like I wanted to bar up the bars. I used to just study Cassidy and watch Cassidy freestyle on YouTube and shit like that. And then also Lil Wayne as well.
Right.
Big impact on me.
Do you prefer Cassidy the artist or Cassidy the battle rapper?
I like his battle raps. There's a few songs I did love, but I was in it for more of his just bars and killing people off. Yeah.
All right. Hell yeah. I love the fact he's still doing it. He's still on standby to give out the smoke. Anyone wants
He's still it. Active. He's still active. He's definitely still active. He even did that like long, like 7 minute diss to Tory Lanez, and I listened to that. It was pretty, you know. He's still out here.
Yeah.
Giving people these bars.
So who actually inspired you to write? Who inspired you to pick up the pen yourself?
To be honest, it was a homie. Rest in peace. My boy Chris Martin. I met him when I was like 15, 16, and he told me he rapped. And you know, you hear that from a kid, you know, you kind of like, yeah, okay, buddy, like whatever. But when he rapped to me, I was like, man, like this dude is actually really, really good. So me being the competitor I am, I was like, shit, like I'm about to try it too, bro. If you could do it, I could do it. So I remember, and I always had the love for music already. So, you know, it was, you know, so I remember I went home that night, and it was a couple of us, we were supposed to come back the next day to school with a verse written to a beat. And I was the only one that came, me and Chris was the only ones that came back with one. So that's how I started. And then I just kept doing it consistently and fell in love with it like that, yeah.
What was the point where you were like, you know what, I can make a career out of this?
No cocky shit. I knew it from like, when I turned like 17, 16, 17, I was like, in my head, I was like, man, I'm better than a lot of these guys out here that do this professionally. I was like, I know I can do this shit. Obviously, I was pretty good for that age, and I was good to an extent. Well, what am I trying to say? I was good for just starting. You know what I mean? Right. Obviously, I had a lot more growing to do. But I always believed that I could actually do it professionally. But like, I knew it, like when I turned 19 and I made like my first like real records, like Dreams and all those. And I was like, oh yeah, like this gonna work. So yeah, I'll say like 18.
How, what was the point where you and Cole crossed paths? Like, how did that happen?
Well, I dropped Dreams, a song called Dreams. It was the first song I put out. And I know in the outside world, it looks like, damn, like this is the first song you put out. I made a lot of songs prior. I just never put them out. I didn't feel comfortable putting them out because it wasn't good enough to me yet. But Dreams was the first one I put out. And it was, you know, it was really good. And it was different. It was like the boom bap rap that nobody was really doing. The game was going in a different way. And before I actually met with Cole, I met with like a lot of other labels and artists. Long story short, though, along that journey of meeting with different labels and people, I met this guy. Actually, my old manager, his name is Matt. He went to school with Cole, and he was just like, man, like, you want me to send this to Cole? Like, the record? I was like, hell yeah. So I guess Cole heard it, and then he was just like, he invited me over to, he was working on Forest Hills Drive, and he was working in L.A. So he invited me to the house he was staying at. And yeah, from there, we just chopped it up. I played him some music, and it just made sense. And we just kept going from there.
And that's on the back of the one joint, Dreams.
Yeah, that, and also like when I got there and he heard the other shit that I had that I wasn't released yet, that's what really sold him. Like, he heard Dreams, he was like, wanted to, you know what I'm saying, tell me how much he loved the song. And when I played him like the other joints on the Cause and Effect project, he was just like, yeah, bro, like, I want to work.
So it was good to have that quality control, right? From when you were saying that you didn't put anything else out because you weren't happy with it, it's like that paid off, right?
Paid off like I'm, yeah, hell yeah, because it got its pros and cons, because when you do that, people automatically kind of think you know what you're doing. And like when I first got signed, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, you know what I mean? I was still very, very new to making music. So the thing was, I had to grow as an artist in front of the world, or in front of, like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't get to do that. Like most people, like, do that before they get signed. They build up, they have a couple mixtapes, they have a couple, blah, 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 you know what I mean? And they figure out the mistakes and stuff. And I had to do that after I was signed. But,
is that good or bad?
It's good. I think I like pressure, man. I think I thrive in pressure, man. And uncomfortable situations is just, that's how like my life has been, before music. So I think, it just translates over to me being an artist, and I learn my lessons. I take them to the chin, and I adjust, and I make adjustments. You know what I mean? So, it could be bad. It could have been bad, but you know, we handled it.
Hey, let's take it back to the second project that you put out. Affected. It's very, very dope. Yo,
thank you.
And then I want to focus on the Zendaya track. Cole said, on lonely nights, the mic will be your friend. You tell it all your secrets that exist deep within. Is that is that true?
Yes and no.
It's a crazy concept. Like, I was like,
it is.
Yeah.
No, because it is true, because I'm very honest on the mic. I might say some shit on the mic you might not even know about me, but it might not come out, you know what I mean? So right. It's like, yeah, I tell the mic all my shit, but if it's too secretive or too, I'm like, you know what? This song is for me and my people, and that's it.
Right.
But right. Very true, man. That's why I love music too. It's like, it started off as like a hobby and like me just having fun with it to it being like a diary for me and a way to vent. You know what I mean? Just a way to get shit off my chest, and it's therapeutic, you know? So yeah, hell yeah. Shout out to the mic.
It's my friend as well.
I see. Keep him close.
And then on the same track, you said music is my soul and food. I guess it only saves the chosen few. Like, that's it's crazy. It's crazy, like, you and Cole saying all of these things on the same track, but, like, how do you mean by it only saves the chosen few, like, from your perspective?
Because, like, a lot of people want to do music, man. There's thousands and thousands of artists out here. And, you know, not to be all, like, typical and you know, what's the word? Just typical, but like, you know, in the hood where I grew up at, we ain't got too many outlets either. It's real life. It's like either gang banging where I'm from, or you playing basketball, or you know, you try the school thing, or you know, most people want to do music. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't make it in this shit, you know. And even when you do get signed, that don't guarantee a good career either. They don't guarantee a lasting career. So you know. Music saved my life, because I don't know where the fuck I would have been doing, or where I would have been if I wasn't making music. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, the chosen few.
That's crazy. I mean, bro, you've done it. I mean, where did you grow up? Which area?
I grew up in South Central.
Okay.
L.A. South Central, L.A.
Yo, bro, you've done it against all odds. Incredible.
Right.
You know, if you... You know, if you came from somewhere in the Midwest, or if you came from North Carolina or South Carolina, it's like, but, you know, on the West Coast, South Central and everything, and it's like, you know, and you put out one track, bro, there's something in that.
Yeah.
That ain't luck.
Yeah, it is. I never tend to pat myself on the back. I'm hard on myself, but, you know, looking back, I look back and I'm like, man, it is. That's crazy, and I gotta be proud of that. And I usually just, you know, because I'm always working for a higher goal, and sometimes I don't smell the flowers, and I gotta soak in that and realize what, you know, what I have done. I know I got a long way to go still, but I appreciate that. I appreciate the words, bro.
No, but that's real talk. That's some destiny. It was written shit. That's the meaning of that, you know.
Yeah.
But like, yo, keeping it unaffected, like, bro, you got two goats on your second project. You got J. Cole and Kendrick. That doesn't... I don't know how many people have done that. Normally, I'm like, I'm a fiend with the information and the research. Off the top of my head, I don't know anyone else who's done that apart from Cole and Kendrick with their own projects or whatever. It's like, you know, it's... But that's crazy. And it's like, on the joint Hustler story, Kendrick versus... Bro, you got a gold. Like, how did that happen?
So at that time when I made that record, there was, cause you know, I'm with Interscope, and TDE also is with Interscope. And Interscope used to have this studio across the street from the building. and that all the artists would work out of sometimes. And I was about to say, okay, so yeah, I walked out my car. I was in the studio. And I was like, damn, I left my I needed something, and I thought I left it in the car, and I really didn't. It was actually in the studio. So I walked out, and Kendrick just pulled up, and I've met him before, so he wasn't a stranger to who I was or nothing. So he was like, yo, Kyle's, what up? Like, what you working on in there? And I was like, oh, shit, like, I'm in room B, whatever room it was. I'm like, I'm in room B, working on the album, bro. I would love for you to hear some shit. And he was like, all right, bet. But I didn't think he was going to pull up. But, like, 20 minutes later, he just walks in. And I was like, hell yeah, cool. So he wanted to hear some shit. And I knew he would love Hustler Story. So I was like, I'm going to play Hustler Story for him. And then I played it, and then after it was done, he was like, man, like, you got room? You got room for me to get on that? I was like, do I got room? Look, this is your song now. Do what you want to do, bro. Like, you ain't got to ask me.
Right.
So, yeah, so he knocked out the hook and everything in about 30 minutes, probably less.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was amazing. That shit, I was geeked up, man. I'm a true fan of Kendrick. Like, I was a true fan before I got, you know what I'm saying? I was listening to him in high school. So that was a wild moment for me. For sure.
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host. Created it. Been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular Juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you will instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. 2 episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
What he did on that track? It's like I said, that wasn't a feature. You know, it's more than a feature. That wasn't just like, all right, let me do the 16 and da 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 da. Yo, you got the gold. Like, you know what I'm saying? You cracked the code with that one. He gave you some very, very dope bars. The flow's crazy. Like, were you there when he did that?
Yeah, I was there for the whole thing. He sat down. He sat down and just had the beat play. I think he sat down for like 20, 30 minutes, was writing his phone, and then he just went and recorded it. And I was like, fucking, and shit was tight. I ain't with nobody talking. I was like, let him write. Everybody shut up. Quit talking. So, yeah. Yeah, so crazy, it was amazing to watch, too. It was like a learning experience for me, too, to see how he get down. Because every artist got their own way of recording and doing shit. Mm-hmm. So it was dope to see that. Yeah,
I love the new joint, Fortunate joint.
Oh, thank you, bro.
It's dope.
Thank you.
It's dope. It's dope.
Yeah, man. Long time coming.
So, you know, you say in that joint, you're surprised you're alive. It's kind of crazy, man. That's like, it's real talk, but it's kind of too real. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, like, what is that how you feel? Is that like things that you've seen and stuff?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, for one, it's like metaphoric for like where I came from, and I could have went so many different directions. And two, I have been in near-death situations. Like when I say at 18, dude was trying to stab me, got into a fight, whatever, dude was trying to stab me, swinging at my neck. So that's why I said, just one that knife right at my neck, Lord knows I could be dead. Got away with that. Got in a bad car accident when I was 18 as well, blacked out, drunk behind the wheel, and I hit this park. I'm not proud of it, by the way. I got 2 damn DUIs, but I learned my lesson. But do not drink and drive, kids. Don't do it. But yeah, you know, I almost hit it. I could have ran. If the car wasn't parked there, I would have ran straight into this like brick house. Got out of that. And then my arm situation. I don't know if you see it. I probably can't see it here. Got all these tattoos and shit with these big ass scars all around my thing. It was bad, really bad. I went through this. I got into it with family and shit, and shit went too far. And the shit looked like bullet wounds. It looked like a tiger bit through my arm. I had to rush to the hospital. All type of shit. So just like situations like that, like just so many moments of like, damn, like that could have been, that was a close one, or whatever the case may have been. And just me being, it just reminds me to realize that I'm fortunate just to be here and to breathe and to do what I want to do as far as like making music and shit. So, and just for the little things, man, you know, I can see, I can walk, I'm healthy, you know what I mean? So yeah, that's where I came from.
How was it for you, like, with the whole pandemic and lockdown and everything else like that? Like, is it, are you good now? Is like, did it affect you in any way or anything?
I think it affected everybody in a sense. I think, well, for me, I ain't gonna lie, I loved it in the beginning, because I like being in the house, man. I'm pretty introverted, bro. If I ain't gotta go out, I'm cool with that. So at first it was cool, then after a while you get the itch and I'm like, man, I need to do something. Just so there was that aspect of it. Then there was the aspect of obviously like all my shows got canceled. Release dates got pushed back. All this shit was happening. So, you know, the money issue, I lost a lot of bread last year. Nobody likes that.
Yeah, same here, man. Killed me as well.
Me. I was like, man. But so yeah, that aspect but it also had some positive effects on me too, bro. Like just, I started learning how to do more shit. I started painting and shit and like just finding ways to be more productive artistically. There was nothing else to do but to be in the studio. So I literally was recording every day, Monday through Friday. So I have tons and tons of music ready to go. So that was a great thing. And then also like, even besides that, like, you know, I took time to like start reading books and shit and like just looking up how to do things on YouTube. I started making like little food TikToks and shit, learning how to use that. You know, I just started like just challenging myself to learn new things during the pandemic. Negatively, obviously, like the bread, the money, you know, all the shows canceled and no traveling, and you know, the shit put a stub on my munskies, but you know, we back.
As a DJ, hurt me, man. It hurt me more than I realized, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're a DJ for sure. Definitely put a hold on shit.
So you know, I always say it, like I'm eternally grateful. You know, I'm thankful for everything that I do, like in terms of DJing and the position that I'm in and everything else. I do what I love doing. Like, even doing this right now, I'm blessed to be able to even talk to you, do this as a podcast and everything, and get the detail and you know, and what you're doing and what you're working on and everything. But you're a person that, you know, you do things that are strategic, that have paid off, and, you know, be it like, you know, like you were saying about working with Kendrick, or be it putting out the Dreams track on that, you know. So what made you want to put out a Fortunate joint right now at this moment in time? Because I haven't heard anybody else say that. Like nobody in the rap game has done a joint like that right now. So that's why I was like, wow, this is dope. Like,
it's right. Dope. I appreciate that. I actually, you know, man, I always say God's timing, man, because this joint was supposed to come out like a while ago, to be honest. The first draft of it was done in 2019. Obviously I added things to it and perfected it, and Cole wanted to add things to the beat, so the whole beat, not the whole beat changed, because the beat still got the essence from what it was originally, but you know, him and T-Minus added their little spunk to it. And things started things kept getting pushed back, just shit that was out of my power. And it just so happened to land at this time. And it's perfect, because I was just, even the mood of it is like, it feels like fall. It just fits the mood to me. And I think people need to hear shit like that. Like, as far as just, like you said, I feel like it's a really different song. I try to compare it. I haven't heard a song like that before. So to me, I'm happy to get it out and also show what I can do as an artist, because, you know, nobody's heard that side of me yet. You feel me? Like, the people around me obviously know, because they're around me and they hear the music I got. But yeah, man, I think it came out the perfect time. My birthday month, October. So it's just all lined up perfectly. Right before the show today. So perfect timing.
I mean, it's kind of like and this isn't a criticism, it's just by default. It's almost like the most un-hip hop track around, because, you know, most hip hop is like, it's braggy, it's I got this, I got that, and that MC isn't shit, or this, or da 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 da. I don't hear people saying I'm fortunate, you know, like it's very, very refreshing to hear. It's very relatable, because I'm sure a lot of people, you know, be able to like get something from that. And for people who may not have checked the track yet and are just listening right now, could you describe the cover? And like, break down the meaning behind that.
Yeah, just it's kind of like the Black Mother Mary. Just always, you know, I explain how like I've had all these experiences and all these like near death experiences and just trauma from all type of other shit, and I just always come out the other side. Like, I feel like there's always been something watching me, God watching over me, whatever you want to call it. You know, it's kind of like represents me. Even when I'm asleep, I know I got angels over me. I got somebody watching over me and making sure I'm straight. So that was my perspective. And I also, with art, I love letting people have their own perspective on it too. It was funny. I saw a comment today and he was like, oh, this looks demonic. And I'm like, how does that look? I'm like, demonic? Mother Mary? Okay. You know, if that's what you think. But yeah, that's where I was coming from with it. So.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's the money, but I do think it adds another layer to the meaning of the track, you know.
Yes.
And it's almost like, it's like the sobering reality, right? It's like, you know, it's you know, we're all lucky to be here, you know.
Right. I agree. At first I was a little like, because I don't like playing with death. Like, I don't like playing with shit like that. Like, I would never do a video of me like in a coffin. Cause I just feel like that's putting that energy out there, like, you know what I mean. Like, I don't like playing around with that shit. At first, I was debating about the cover because of that, because it kind of looked like, it almost looked like I was like, you know. So I but from my interpretation, I was like, fuck it, I know what I mean by this, and so came to peace with it.
I think it's dope. Like, yeah. It's classic artwork for me. What I took from it was it's like you're being saved. You know, I saw it as a positive.
Yeah, me too. That's exactly where my head was at. But you know, like I said, you know, artists to be interpreted by the consumer. But yeah, that's where I was coming from. Okay. For sure.
So you're working with J. Cole. What is the one lesson that you taught from him, or the one bit of advice, or the one process that you've seen him doing where you've like, you took it on board and applied it to yourself?
I think the main thing is just like, he just works like he ain't got shit, and that's just inspiring to see, because like he ain't gotta work how hard he does. Like, he really works hard and loves his shit, and takes his sweet time with it, and he has like a literal set schedule for work. And so yeah, I would just say the work ethic, man. Just stay hungry. He always preaches that. Stay hungry. Don't let that spark go away. Because once it go away, you might not get that back. So yeah, I think that's what I take away a lot from him.
What's your view on like where the rap game is at right now? Because you've seen different eras, and it's like you said, when you did the Dreams track, you was coming with a different sound to what was going on at that moment in time. But right now, it's like, what's your perspective, given that we're you know, we've come out of lockdown. There's a lot of big albums that have come out this year. But what's your take on where the music's at right now? Is there anything that you're feeling or?
Obviously a lot of it does start. It sound a lot of it sound the same, you know. But I also do like a lot of the music that's I do. I really do. So I think it's in a good place, you know. And music is always changing, evolving. Hip hop is always changing and evolving. So and you know, I don't know. We got our pioneers, man. We got people that are changing, like even Baby Keem. Like I was listening to his new album, and it might not be for everybody, but it's different. You know what I mean? It don't sound like exactly like everything else. The way he does his flows, his voice, all that. And like you said, like when you're original and you do your own thing, everybody might not like it, but I respect originality overall. So I think there's a lot of players in the game that's doing that. And then there's also, of course, the stuff that sounds the same, but I like where it's at. To answer the question, I like where it's at. Yeah, I'm gonna do me regardless. I don't give a fuck what shit sound like. I'm gonna do me, I'm big on originality.
I like the Keem album. I like what he did with it, like lyrically and the way the beat switch and everything. It's like he's done something different. Like I like that, you know. So it's dope.
I like that song. Yeah, I fuck with it.
So what's next for yourself? You got the Fortunate joint out. It's dope. The video's dope. Like what have you got installed next?
I'm gonna keep dropping. I'm gonna let that marinate for a little bit. Then I'm gonna hit him with some more music. I'm actually gonna drop a. Am I supposed to say this? I don't know if I'm supposed to say this. But I got shit coming. I got a lot more shit coming, man. So I'm not gonna do what I used to do. I used to like. Cause in that era when I came in the game, Cole and everybody were albums, like make great albums and bodies of work, which I agree with. But also you got to stay relevant. You got to like put out content because the attention span is so short nowadays. Shit be here today, gone tomorrow. So you know, I plan on just being a lot more consistent. And like I said, I got so much music that's ready to go. So it's just about the right planning and the right way to present it. So a lot more shit on the way. A lot more shit. So I'm very excited.
How you finding that TikTok platform? Because that's like, it's different.
It's different for sure. I'm in between with it, man. Like, I like it. It's, you know, I use it here and there. I still don't use it as much, but I don't want to force it either. I don't want to start doing like TikTok challenges and shit. And you know what I mean? It's not me, feel me? But you know, I'm gonna play the game a little bit, but I'm just not gonna try. I ain't gonna like make that. Like, I ain't gonna make music for TikTok hits. You feel me? I ain't gonna try to make no TikTok hit. If a motherfucker catch on TikTok, it just it happened naturally. You feel me? I'm not gonna ever try to like, you know, go into that realm and then completely switch over to that realm. But I fuck with TikTok. It's funny as shit. It works.
Yeah. Unaffected. Yeah. You had two goats on one project. Like, you planning on doing the same thing for future projects? Is like, you got anything in the vault? Like, is it? Or is that classified information?
All right, we'll see. We'll see. Cause like, like, I got a lot of songs that like I left verses open for. You know what I'm saying? I just left them open just in case. You know, we'll see what happens. Like, I'm gonna just keep dropping this music. Drop this little EP. I got a feature on there. I ain't gonna say. But yeah, we'll see what happens. I got people in mind, and we'll see if we can make it happen. If it happens, it happens. If it don't, you know, figure it out. But yeah, you know, it's not like a goal though. It's not a goal for me to like do that. Because like the way that happened on Affected was very natural as well. It wasn't like, oh, I want Kendrick and Cole on this album. It just happened naturally, and I want everything to happen the same way, just naturally, and not be forced and shit. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, look, listen, man, it's dope to connect. Hopefully we'll see you in the UK soon. Like, you know, it's that touring life. I miss it, man.
I miss it, man. I miss it. Been a while, but nah, it was definitely dope talking to you, bro. Hopefully, I'm in the UK sooner than later.
All right. For sure. All right, well, look, thank you and stay safe.
You too, my brother. Appreciate it.